legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, this Wednesday, June the 11th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the program. One of the things that is short little story that I don't get, because this is something that I believe needs to be spent money on. This is something that we need to get young people more engaged in. Well, according to the big, beautiful bill that, of course, is coming from Washington, D.C., already passed in the House, now is in the Senate. Three federally funded education and job training programs for disadvantaged young adults in Michigan are seeing their funding paused. And the Board of Education isn't happy about it. Federal action is pausing for what is known as Job Corps. One center in Flint has already shut down, impacting 147 students and roughly a dozen employees, according to the Department of Education. The Detroit Job Corps Center has also shut down suddenly, and the Gerald R. Ford Job Corps Center in Grand Rapids is set to halt its operations in a month. Board member Tiffany Tilley introduced a resolution today that a majority of members supported, that urging the U.S. Department of Labor, Congress, and the administration to prioritize the funding and sustainability of Job Corps centers, ensuring that they continue to serve as a beacon of hope and opportunity for young individuals across the nation. This is a very serious issue, Tilley said. She said the program has offered career training and education program for low-income youths between the ages of 16 and 24. They've even helped some people get their high school diploma or earn their GED certificate. She said some of the centers also acted as shelters for youths, and the shutdowns have caused them to become homeless. We want to make sure we are supporting jobs for students, that we're standing with them, and we're letting officials know how important this program is, not only for Michiganders, but nationwide. Well, the two Republican board members, Nikki Snyder and Tom McMillan, voted against the resolution. Michigan said that the money was being cut could be made up by nonprofits, charities, or even through the Michigan state budget. Snyder said she felt the pause from the federal government was to figure out how to make the program solvent rather than running a $140 million deficit every single year. Snyder went on to say, I don't think they're trying to shut the whole thing down. They're just trying to get a handle on its spending. Now, I got one very simple question. Today is June the 11th. The United States Senate hasn't even passed the one big, beautiful bill. Donald Trump isn't planning to sign it until July 4th. Why are these facilities shutting down already? If you stop and look at their budgets, they're fully funded to the end of their fiscal year. Just because in the House and working with the U.S. Department of Labor, they're proposing slowing down the funding, putting it on a pause. Why has Flint already shut down? Why has Detroit all of a sudden shut down suddenly? And why is Grand Rapids shutting down at the end of this month, when the bill hasn't even gone into effect yet? Oh, that's right, because you're operating with a $140 million deficit, shortfall. You're overspending $140 million a year, and you think that's okay. No, it's not okay. You need to run these centers within your budget. It's that simple. Well, Tilly, the spokesperson for this organization, board member of the Michigan Department of Education, said that the kids were removed from the three sites and cited a press release on the Department of Labor's website that said they would be pausing the funding later this year. The Associated Press even reported a pause has been blocked by a federal judge. A federal judge has already blocked the pause, meaning the money's not stopping. But they're going around and removing the kids from these three sites? Again, fear-mongering. Again, absolutely overreacting to what's being proposed and hasn't even occurred yet. Nikki Snyder said she needed more information and wanted to know exactly what was happening with the current budget and future funding before she'd be willing to support the resolution. Well, Tilly, who introduced the resolution after its passage by all the Democrats, is now taking the resolution, urging the legislature to adopt its statements in the resolution. Additionally, this same woman introduced another resolution would require ethnic studies as a requirement to graduate. Well, nobody on the board was willing to second her motion and rejected the resolution. It did not make the agenda, and there was no vote taken. Really, lady? Require ethnic studies, but at the same time, when we tried to get constitutional education in our schools, it didn't pass. Your same board refused constitutional instruction in our classrooms in Michigan public schools, and you were trying to get ethnic studies. Billy, I got a very simple statement for you. If you hate this country so much, why don't you move? Why don't you go live in one of these countries that you want our children taught ethnic studies in? You know, folks, elections have consequences. next year, State Board of Education, Supreme Court justices, whoever's on the ballot, you need to really stop and think. Who do we want running this state? And then vote accordingly. As long as I'm on this microphone, it will be my mission to make sure you know the right candidates to vote for next year. Top to bottom. When we get through this vetting process, once we know who's actually running, once we vet these people, have them on the show, you will know exactly where I stand and what I think you should do as far as voting next year. U.S. Senator, Governor, Attorney General, Secretary of State, all of them. State senators, state reps, everybody. And we're going to be doing some projects. We're going to be moving forward with some ballot proposals, and I need you guys to be a part of it. One of them, of course, is axe my tax. Eliminate property taxes and keep our properties free from tax foreclosure. You need to get on board. You need to collect signatures in your county. Text me axe, A-X. I'll send you the link. You can go to axemytax.org. You can volunteer to be a signature gatherer. If you want to help be a county chair, help the county chair in your area, just text me axe. AX is set up in my phone, and I'll send you the website. We're going to collect the signatures. We're going to put it on the ballot. We've got two governor candidates on the Republican side. One announced, one that's forthcoming. Mike Cox, who is already announced, wants to eliminate the personal income tax. And businessman Kevin Rinke is also going to be announcing soon. He's wanting to eliminate personal income tax as well. If we get rid of property taxes and we get rid of personal income tax, this state is going to absolutely explode. Companies coming here, families moving back, Michigan will be fixed. Final segment of today's show, we'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Want to remind you that not this Friday, but a week from Friday, June 20th, the first annual golf outing for the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord is going to start at 12 noon, right after we get off the air. 12 noon to 5 p.m. Shotgun start. $100. For a foursome, if you want to be part of a foursome, $100 per person. Single golfers, $125. We will be putting you in with some other team, some other golfers, to hopefully make a foursome. It's going to be from noon to 5 p.m. on Friday, June 20th. Just text me golf, and I'll text you the link to be able to get your tickets online, or you can stop in at either location, downtown or the New South location, and get your physical tickets. The next day, Saturday, June 21st, Brisket Festival at the New South location. The pavilion will be open. I want you guys to come see this pavilion. Come party with us. Text me FEST, F-E-S-T, and I'll send you the link for those tickets. You can buy those online, and also you can pay at the door. It's going to be a great event. We're excited. It's going to be an absolute blast. I told you guys back on January 1st, 2025, New Year's Day show, that we were going to party this year. Well, this is the first big summer party of the year. We need you guys to come and be a part of it. So again, text me golf, and I'll send you the information for the golf outing. Or text me FEST or festival, and we'll get you guys the information. Nick Wallace, we are going to pay at the door. $100 bill at the Ridge Golf Course, 12 noon on Friday, June 20th. So no problem. Got you covered. Ian's already put us down for a foursome. So Tim Roberts from Patriots Relief, he's going to be golfing with me. I got you hooked up with Pat Battaglia, construction partner of mine, and we're going to have a great time. He says, Coolio, can't wait. Yes, going to be fun. We're going to have a blast. One of the things that we also want you to put down on your calendar, you can purchase your tickets online right now, is the 6th Annual Antrim County Conservative Union Fun Shoot Pig Roast. It's going to be in Central Lake, Michigan on Richard Davis's private compound. That's Saturday, July the 19th. Third Saturday in July. The gates will open at noon. We're going to go until about 4, 4:30. Bring your firearms, your ammunition. You can shoot your handguns at the bowling pins at the pin shoot. Bring your deer rifles if you want to sight in your deer rifles. We will have range safety officers there on the gun range instructing the young kids. We want to focus on the 12-year-olds and younger. Get some firearm training. They'll be shooting a .22 handgun and a .22 long rifle, and then they'll be put into a drawing. John Palmer, Palmer Farms in Onaway, he has went out and purchased a brand-new Winchester long rifle .22, 500 rounds of ammunition, and a soft cover. The kids that go through the firearm training will be put into a drawing, and one lucky young person is going home with a brand-new .22 long rifle. So we're excited. It's going to be a great event. I got Rob Cordes for the Trump Unity Bridge. He's coming, bringing all the Trump gear. We're going to have music. And Ian Murphy is going to be smoking our pulled pork dinner this year once again. He'll be bringing it over to us, and we'll be giving you a full pulled pork dinner. Baked beans, potato salad, coleslaw, rolls, Hawaiian rolls, and, of course, my world-famous carrot cake. And, yes, Brett Gooding, I'm making one without any nuts, so you can have your carrot cake again this year. And if Officer Rick shows up, we will have his chocolate cake for his birthday. So we're excited. Going to be a great event. Text me fun shoot, two words, or pig roast. Either one, my phone will send you back to the link to the website, acconservatives.org. You can read the post, read all the information. I'm reaching out to speakers right now, getting those lined up, confirmed. We'll have some big announcements as to who will be talking to us while we're having dinner. Going to be a great day. Already been praying to God. 80 degrees, beautiful, sunny, blue skies with a light, gentle wind off of Lake Michigan. Central Lake Michigan, Saturday, July 19th. So text me fun shoot or pig roast, and we'll get you the information. You can get your tickets, and we're excited. It's going to be a great event. Maswaukee County Republican Party just confirmed last Monday night, actually, they are purchasing a table of 10, and they're one of our sponsors. Other county parties can do the same. We're giving discounted pricing for tables of 10. If you want more information, give me a call, send me a text, and I'll get you the information. So, going to be a great event. And again, lastly, I want to mention we got a couple of offline donations for the Legal Defense Fund. Text me legal, and I'll send you the information about that as well. But that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck cameras.